This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We made it to a Friday somehow.
Yay!
Let's go.
I had the under. But we're here, and it's a meat Friday, in case you're wondering, and I know you are. What's on the Traegers? Chicken and broccoli Alfredo. Sausage and pepper pasta and Traeger garlic bread.
Hey now.
Who has it better than me?
Nobody.
Paulie came in this morning and he saw broccoli. He's like, I'm in the wrong place. We don't do things like that. There's no vegetables here.
I thought there'd been a coup. I thought someone had taken over our studio.
Yes, that's our meat Friday. Come on in, stay a while. Brady Quinn from Fox Sports will join us coming up in a little bit. We'll check in with the Patriots with their drama and the World Cup. We'll get you ready for tomorrow morning, Team USA and the Netherlands. That'll be at 10 a.m. Eastern. Bills handled the Patriots 24-10 last night. Don't forget USC, Utah. That game is tonight. K-State, TCU, LSU, Georgia, UCF and Tulane, Purdue and Michigan, Clemson, North Carolina, all that coming up tomorrow. In case you're wondering, Utah is a 2.5-point underdog against USC in the rematch. When you think of everything that's on the line right now for USC, they win, playoff spot. They win, and Caleb Williams plays well, he wins the Heisman. Or if they lose, no playoff, and if Caleb doesn't play well, he may lose the Heisman. But then that will open the door for the Ohio State Buckeyes to come on down, and they would be in the playoffs. Alabama on the outside looking in as well. So a whole lot at stake. Utah already defeated USC earlier this year, but it feels like USC's defense has gotten better. Caleb Williams has been wonderful, and we'll see if Utah and USC on a neutral site can create some magic. You would certainly think so with the point spread. Utah getting 2.5. I got K-State getting 2.5 against TCU. Anybody want LSU plus 17.5 against Georgia? I'm going to say that. Is that a no? I don't know what that means. Clemson is giving 7.5 against North Carolina. Tulane would be in the playoffs today if this were 2 years from now. Go figure. They are 3.5-point favorites against Central Florida. Purdue is getting 17 against Michigan. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Play of the day, poll question, stat of the day, all that forthcoming. Finally, after 5.5 days, I feel better. But if you know any... Oh, man. If you know anybody who has the flu, and I had a flu shot, it's a different kind of flu because you're not nauseous, but you don't want to do anything. Sort of like Fritzy most days, but it has nothing to do with
Fritzy. What is that about on a Friday?
I don't know.
Chicken broccoli Alfredo cooking in the
back. You know what I think bothered me a little bit is you were doing your big hurt
Eugenics commercial?
Yeah.
Did I make you uncomfortable? Did I step over the line a little?
Because it's on every 10 minutes, and some days Fritzy will go, and she'll like it too. And I go, no, we're not doing that today.
So creepy that I had to like dive into that.
Yeah, Pauline.
So it's the Big Hurt, Frank Thomas, former great baseball player, and he's jacked. I mean, he looks good. And he walks into like a local gym, and there's these two ladies there, and there's a guy next to the ladies, and like, is that Frank Thomas? And the other goes, you mean the Big Hurt?
Yeah.
And they're like, I and Frank. Yeah, I mean, they're looking at him up and down.
Yeah.
And that guy there is sitting there going, whoa, ho.
Yeah.
Look at me here.
Yeah.
I'm doing curls.
Did you say whoa, ho?
Oh,
whoa.
Accidentally.
What? Who are you calling a ho?
Oh.
Yes, Todd.
They stopped short of basically saying, honey, is it okay if I sleep with Frank Thomas in the other room? But they might as well just go there.
I know, but there are times when Fritzy will have his own dialogue. He'll play all the characters, and I'll go, Todd, no, we're not doing role-playing today. No.
You gave me a Big Hurt at the Marriott the other night. Sorry, honey.
No, we're not.
I still love you, but I had to try something on the side.
A five-tool player.
And I liked it, too.
Yes, Mark. See, this is what
this
I walked into today, and I go, no, we're not doing that today.
The poor husband in real life. Wait, I'm standing right here.
No,
you guys don't see me, right?
Yeah.
So when your wife, or you, for you guys, we're all married, and your wife is like, so-and-so is so hot. Like, am I just not standing here? Like, am I not here?
Yeah, the husband's sitting there going, hey, I'm a big fan of the White Sox, too, but I don't want to jump on Frank Thomas.
Yeah, Seton.
I'm usually more like telling my wife, like, babe, that dude is hot. And she's just like, not really. And then I argue with her about how she has crappy taste in men. So I'm like, what are you telling me that dude's not hot? Come on. She's not son.
But couldn't they just have the one woman there on the driving range instead of the guy with, there were two women there, and then it's like, I got to get me some.
I said you could watch us, Brian. Brian, we're not excluding you. It's not like we're doing it behind your back. I said you could pull up a chair and watch the festivities.
That's not actual copy.
It's not. That would be great, like the next, wave of these commercials.
Eugenics for you and you and her and him.
Yeah.
All of us.
And he'll like it too. Wink. Hey now.
Once again, my show brought to you by M Drive.
Does Frank Thomas use that too?
I don't know.
Let's get Jim Tomey for M Drive. Hey, there's Jim Tomey.
All right. Welcome to the program. We've got a play of the day, a stat of the day, poll question. Our stat of the day is always poll question. Our stat of the day, and she'll like it. Let's see, what else? Program brought to you by Traeger, the Traeger Pellet Grill. No better holiday gift. Save up to $400 right now and select Traeger grills. They don't have prices like this very often. So $400 on top-of-the-line grills. Go to Traeger.com/DP Show. Shop the holiday sale. And remember, use the code DP Show to get free shipping. All right, Seton O'Connor, what's the poll question today?
Hour one, Dan, we're going with, you can only watch one this weekend, college football or the World Cup.
You're including tonight's game as well.
Yeah, I would say Friday night starts as like the weekend.
The whole weekend.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you can only watch one.
Okay. I'd be curious what our audience would say.
This is a tough one for Paul Papps because there's nothing he loves more than college football and the World Cup.
In December.
Yeah, not even my family.
Yeah.
Oh.
I can't give up college football this weekend.
But you can give up America. Okay. Noted. Noted.
Wow.
Right. You come off anti-American.
Okay. So you can give up the United States, though. Noted. All right.
All right. Fair enough. Yep. taken out of context, but I don't. It's a Friday. I don't blame you. I'm good with that. Yeah, Paul.
Personally, I may want to come off anti-American before I want to come off anti-college football. How it works in this country.
But aren't you anti-America if you're anti-college football?
Right. Exactly. You're double anti-American.
I can't turn my back on America to watch America.
Yeah, not real America. That's for sure. Yeah.
Tulane, UCF, or USA Netherlands. Oh,
man.
That age-old question.
Classic. How many times have we asked
every
that?
4 years. Every 4 years.
All right, you can watch Tulane, Central Florida. Hey,
I think you can stop there.
TCU, Kansas State.
Or the most important soccer match in U.S. history.
Is that going to be every match from now on is the most important soccer match of all time?
The further we keep going, the more importanter they get.
Yes, Marv.
Are you guys watching the World Cup game at a bar or in the privacy of your homes?
Well, it's 10 a.m., and I don't know. Now, bars can get
Yeah, lots of bars get permission to serve alcohol before standard times. I've talked to back in Stamford, Connecticut, and I'm sure all over the country. You can just check with the liquor, your liquor license, and sometimes it's okay to serve early. Mm. They just choose not to. But either way, because of the World Cup, a lot of bars are going to open at 9 a.m. or earlier tomorrow.
By the way, Christian Pulisic is expected to play, but he wants to clarify his injury.
Everything, sorry.
His injury.
I didn't get hit in the balls.
I mean, it's a pelvic contusion, you know. It's
not a euphemism, Henry. It's what it sounds like.
No, but at the same time, it's not. Like, I didn't get, like, hit in the balls. But, like, it's not, like, I'm all right. I'm all right. It was very painful, and it just, you know, that bone is there for a reason to protect you, I think. And I hit it well, and it was sore. But like I said, I'm getting better.
Just embrace it. Come on.
Get some eugenics in you.
Yes, you took a nut shot. All right, yes.
It's funny that, like, the guy's waited his whole life for this moment, and he finally scores a goal in the World Cup. It's like your wildest dreams have come true. You've actually made them happen, and the whole story is about you getting kicked in the balls.
But I'm going to embrace it. I'm going to get a sponsor, put two big soccer balls in front of you, and say, I'm Christian Pulisic, and these are my...
Pistachios.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go nuts.
Yeah, go nuts with Christian Pulisic.
Yes. Yeah, D's nuts. Can we start this show over?
Oh, we're crushing.
Yeah, why?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, the journalistic integrity that we normally have here, not on full display. So it's a busy sports weekend. Recapping Thursday night football, it wasn't pretty. But Buffalo getting a much-needed win. And you start to handicap what the New England Patriots have in front of them if they're going to make the play. They're in last place right now in their division. They have coming up Arizona. So they're at Arizona, at Vegas, host Cincinnati, host Miami, at Buffalo. Feels like maybe 8-9. 8-9 season there. Maybe 9-8. But that's not going to be good enough. Bills, Dolphins. And, you know, the Jets are still there as well. So you got to start to factor in time running out, and Mac Jones did not hide his displeasure with the play calling and had this to say after the game.
What I said was about throwing it deeper in the short game. You know, I got to execute that part better, but it's the short game that we kept going to, which was working, but I felt like we needed chunk plays, and, you know, I shouted that out to kind of get everyone going, and that's emotional, that's football. I'm passionate about this game.
Yeah, he wants to bleep and throw the football. But he wanted to throw the football down the field. And I don't think he was just yelling at himself. He was yelling at somebody to hear that. And he had this to say.
I didn't do this right. Call me out for it. Tell me that I'm wrong. And if you're a good leader, you can accept that. You can look at the other guy and say the same thing to him that he says to you. So the best players in the world at any sport, they have that accountability with their teammates. And obviously the coaches are a big part of it, but it really starts with the players. And clearly I haven't done a good enough job.
All right. I like that. Yeah. You were frustrated, said something, and then you can kind of compare that to Zach Wilson with what he's done or not done. And Zach Wilson doesn't have anywhere near the resume that Mac Jones does. But to be able to take accountability, all right, I said it, and I got to be better, got to be a leader here. There is no – you look at that I can't even say weaponry with the Patriots. You want to talk about a benign offense, vanilla. That's not scaring anybody. Jacoby Myers is a nice player, but that shouldn't be the guy that's the guy we got to stop tonight. That's it. Josh Allen, the first player in NFL history with three seasons of throwing at least 25 touchdown passes and five rushing touchdowns. So he's done that 2020, 2021, and now 2022. Also, Stephon Diggs, 10th. Touchdown pass reception, and the first player in Bills history with multiple seasons of double-digit receiving touchdowns.
Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Woo! We'll take a break. Brady Quinn will get us ready for the college football weekend, a weekend that starts tonight, Utah and USC. What could happen? What will happen? We'll talk to him. Tom Curran covers the Patriots. Will join us a little bit later on. And Rebecca Lowe from NBC Sports on the World Cup match tomorrow morning. So it's busy, wall to wall. Glad to have you part of the program. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. M-Drive. M-Drive is ready for you whenever you need it.
Got that right.
Yeah. This morning, came in, got my fruit smoothie, put in a scoop of M-Drive, and she'll like it too.
What flavor? This chocolate? There's the blood orange? There's all kinds
of flavors. I got chocolate. Yeah, chocolate there. Clinically tested ingredients formulated for guys to improve our energy, reduce stress, and manage our weight. And once again, backed by science, M-Drive's Black Friday sale is live, offering 25% off. Getting started with M-Drive, best offer all year. Time to take care of your body. And my body is a wonderland. Our coupon code Dan at mdrivedan.com. It's backed by 60-day guarantee. That's how confident they are that M-Drive will work for you. And you can find M-Drive products, the top-selling ones, in stores like Rite Aid and Sprouts. Don't put off investing in your health any longer. Take advantage of M-Drive's best offer of the year. Start feeling more energy, strength, and drive. Get 25% off with the code Dan at mdrivedan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Watched some basketball last night. Connecticut beat Oklahoma State by 10. What was the line? Was it like 8.5? Does that sound about right? We're waiting for Brady Quinn to join us. I have a podcast that we do every Thursday with Shea and Irving, Bad Larry from New Jersey, and then Dylan, our graphics guy. It's gone completely off the rails. It has. Yesterday was one of those shows where we went, I have no control over this anymore. But it's available at danpatrick.com. It's called Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble. These guys bet on everything. Here is a portion of yesterday's podcast.
Damn, obviously, Shea and Larry both have TCU, so I have to take Kansas State plus 2.5.
You said you're going to stop being stupid 2 weeks ago.
Dan, actually, though, I mean, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I think every time I've faded both Shea and Larry when they're in agreement on a bet, it's worked out pretty well.
You've won three and lost one. Ray, I love you, but I'm not trusting your numbers. Dylan seems to be getting away with stuff.
I will also be putting two units on that.
Day plus State.
2.5.
Okay.
Ray, make mine right two now. Units, too. Two units.
Anybody else? We all got
Ray, make mine four units. I already had it at two.
Oh, what? Go! I love this.
Shea and Irving, Bad Larry, and Dylan. That's one of the clips we could actually play. Just letting you know, it's called Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble with Shea and Irving, Bad Larry, and also Dylan, our graphics guy.
I love this bleep.
Yeah. Brady Quinn, Fox College football analyst, former Notre Dame quarterback, NFL quarterback, the Big Noon Kickoff crew in Vegas, Pac-12 title game tonight, 8 Eastern between Utah and USC. Not much on the line for this one, huh, Brady?
I don't know if I'd put it that way, but yeah, as of right now here in Vegas, had in late last night in what some people, Dan, would call God's country. Other people call it Sin City. It depends on which side of the spectrum you're on there. But this is a must win, in my opinion, for USC in order to get into the college football playoff. Their resume is really not that strong, with the exception of their wins over UCLA and Notre Dame last week. So it's a big one. And I think it's tough to beat a team twice. We saw Utah take this one earlier in the season. And they're kind of limping into this as when you look at USC, they've gotten better and better and better. You know, Caleb Williams is going to win the Heisman Trophy. He's one of the most unique talents I've ever seen at the quarterback position. The way he scrambles around and runs with the football, but also throws on the run and the off-platform throws and just the entire package. I mean, I don't want to go too far and, say too much about his skill set, but I think you'll see NFL teams tank for him in the 2024 draft because he's going to go number one overall. He's that talented and special to player, and he's got the size, he's got the ability, he checks off every box you're looking for.
Okay, if I said you could have Drake May or Caleb Williams right now.
Caleb Williams.
Not even a question.
Caleb Williams. I mean, and it's not a question in my mind because I've never seen anyone move the way Caleb Williams does. It's so – I don't want to call it unorthodox, but – because everything he does is fundamentally sound. I mean, but with the way he even moves and kind of hops within the pocket, almost like a boxer in a ring. Mm. And at the same time, he's always under control to make an accurate throw. He's got a plenty of arm. He's a legitimate threat when he runs. He's kind of almost like Josh Allen with his lower body strength. He's really tough to bring down. I mean, I was watching the Utah tape last night, Notre Dame tape, and I'm going, how can no one tackle this guy? I mean, they've got D linemen who've got their arms around him. They still can't bring him down. And I think it's just a credit to his overall lower body strength. But he makes some throws that you just don't see. And I'm talking even NFL level. Like, NFL level guys will not be able to make some of the throws Kid Williams can make. He's that special. And so I would take him. And it's no disrespect to Drake May, also another very special, talented kid. But some of these tools and intangibles are just very, very rare that Caleb possesses.
Okay, if USC loses, then what?
Ohio State. I mean, Ohio State would slide into that next spot. And I know there's going to be some people out there who don't want to see that because of their recent blowout loss to Michigan at home. But up until that point, you know, their schedule wasn't the strongest. They beat Penn State on the road. We were there for that top 25 win. Notre Dame to start the season. That's not easy to start the season versus a top 25 ranked team now. But they dominated their schedule. I mean, it wasn't even close. They were winning games by an average margin of victory about 4 touchdowns. So as much as we want to knock them for it, you play the schedule that you make, and they blew everyone out like they should. And they're one of the most talented teams. I just think we kind of caught them in a game where they probably played some of their worst football defensively in the fourth quarter of that game. And give Michigan and Jim Harbaugh, his staff, and their players credit. They went in there and they physically dominated Ohio State a year ago. This was more of kind of demonstrating that mental toughness of being able to beat them up on the line of scrimmage, but also playing a tight game to the fourth quarter and then pulling it out and just being able to withstand the pressure and the magnitude of that game longer.
if I said Alabama and Ohio State on a neutral field, who do you think's favored?
I would say Ohio State would and should be favored. Now, not by much. The difference to me, though, is, you know, Ohio State's wide receivers. You know how I feel about Bryce Young. Bryce Young's another special, special talented kid. Unfortunately, this year, they just don't have the same type of skill at the wide receiver position like they've had in years past. You know, Jameson Williams, that you could tell they miss him, that speed, that dynamic ability. And it just, it seems like everything's been harder. And the offensive line, even though all talented players haven't played great together collectively as a unit, they've had a harder time protecting Bryce Young this year. Defensively, you can make the same case. They're one of the better defenses statistically in the SEC, but this isn't, you know, your typical Nick Saban defense, in my opinion. And look, Ohio State has their flaws too. I just think if you're putting both teams on paper right now, I'd take Ohio State over Bama.
If TCU loses, then what?
If TCU loses, it gets interesting. It puts pressure on the College Football Playoff Committee. I still think they should get in. I think if you're looking at that category of one-loss teams, and granted, they won't have the conference champion, but losing to a team they already beat earlier this season, tough to do. The Kansas State's playing some really good football right now. And I think if you look at the schedule they went through, I mean, at one point, Dan, they played four top 25 opponents in four consecutive weeks. No one else has done that, won all of those. You know, they beat five top 25 ranked teams. I think we've underestimated them the entire season. And they're a team that's getting healthier. You know, Darius Davis came back, the returner wide receiver, who's their fastest player and a big playmaker. Kendre Miller, the leading running back, came back last week. Quinn Johnston should be back for this game. So they're kind of molding into like what you'd want to see too at this point in time at the right time. But that's a team that I think would be a ton of fun to see how they would square off versus however this thing shakes out between, you know, Georgia and Michigan, who I think we all agree are already in. But then those kind of next two slots and how they're spotted.
Any downside to the upcoming 12-team playoff in 2024?
I don't think so. I mean, I think the argument that you'll get against expansion is it dilutes what has always been the best part about college football. That's the regular season, you know, the rivalries and everything else that comes along with that. And I think there's a thought that if you expand the playoff, there's more games being played, then does it really make some of those rivalry games or some of those conference games as important? I mean, you could always argue the fact that, well, yeah, you could get a bye. You could be hosting a home game in the playoff. Like, all those things still matter, no different than the NFL, as the NFL still continues to expand their playoff format. But I think it's great for the sport, honestly, Dan. Like, when I look at it, I think about some of these young men who are opting out. I mean, for example, the Pac-12 championship game, Tavion Thomas has already opted out. He's the leading rusher for Utah. That's a huge loss.
Yeah. You know,
this last time these two teams squared off and, you know, didn't have as big of an impact, but it's tough. I think it limits the amount of opt-outs that you'll see from some of these players. And I also think it helps some of those, I don't want to say group of five, but maybe brands that aren't up there with Bama and Georgia and Ohio State as far as being a part of it every single year. Much like we look at Gonzaga now, they used to be a Cinderella story in March Madness. Now they're a powerhouse. I think you might see that have a little bit of an impact too in college football as well.
The most important hire out of Matt Rhule to Nebraska, Luke Fickell to Wisconsin, Hugh Freeze to Auburn. Give me the order of hires there.
I think it's Matt Rhule to Nebraska, and only because of what that program once was and what his track record has been, at least in college football, and what I think it really kind of needs, you know, to be quite frank. I mean, Nebraska is one of those national brands that was an absolute powerhouse that I recall growing up. And I'm not saying that college football can't live without it, but it sure is a hell of a lot better when Nebraska is a part of that conversation, part of the national conversation. And I think the Big Ten needs it more. You know, Wisconsin's had their run of years where they've been really successful at being able to make it at least to Big Ten championship games or winning the West or playing a factor in all of that. Nebraska just really hasn't been relevant since probably Bo Pelini was there. So I think that and hire is probably more important, not only to Nebraska and their future success, but the Big Ten and what it looks like moving forward, especially if we get rid of divisions and you get some of those, you know, mixture of matchups we're going to see. I think it's more important there. I think the hire by Wisconsin, you know, bringing in Luke Fickell, it's not surprising that Luke Fickell would want to go there because I think it's a good job. They've obviously had some, you know, success there, and he'll do a tremendous job recruiting and getting that back to where I think Barry Alvarez and the rest would love to see it. It's just more interesting that they went outside the box of bringing in a former Wisconsin guy. And that's, it kind of tells you maybe where they're at in the college football realm right now. And what was the third one you mentioned? But obviously that's
Hugh Freeze to Auburn.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a good hire. He's a good football coach. We'll see what transpires with all of that. It's still an uphill battle if you look at the SEC West, right? I mean, I'm not so sure. Like, we saw him knock off Bama a couple times during his time at Ole Miss. I think you got to worry about Bama. You got to worry about Brian Kelly and LSU. You got to worry about Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss. Like, I don't know that I'm putting them right away or even in the short-term future up amongst those programs. I would say they can compete, play spoiler, but that's probably the extent of where it's at right now. And even A&M, who I think is really talented, we'll see what happens with Jimbo. They're not going to move on from him with the buyout, how big that is. That's a team that's going to come around too. It's just, it's a matter of time.
Always good to visit with you. Have a great weekend. Safe travels there, Brady. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That's Brady Quinn. So let me give the full, I should say, introduction, even though we're saying goodbye to him. The Big Noon Kickoff crew, they're in Vegas tonight, the Pac-12 title game. That's at 8 Eastern between Utah and USC. Then the crew will go to Indy for the Big Ten title game, Purdue and Michigan. That's tomorrow. Also, Brady is on Fox Sports Radio's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, which precedes our show. Always great to have him on. Jason in South Dakota leads us off today. Hi, Jace. What's on your mind?
Hey, happy Meat Friday, everybody. Appreciate the show. You guys do great work.
Thank you.
Hey, I hope Brady's still listening because he might even know, but I'm a big loophole guy, and I love the idea of all these college football scenarios that could play out, so I'll get to the point now. What if there's a way that things shake out that they have to decide on the fourth spot, and then obviously Brady likes Ohio State. I'm looking at Ohio State's schedule. I hate Ohio State, but I'm kind of an SEC homer. If they're deciding between specifically Ohio State and Alabama, yeah, does the committee have to pick exactly four teams, or is there a provision or loophole in there that they could say, tie, Alabama, Ohio State, the committee came to an absolute tie on these two teams, meaning play it on the field?
No, they wouldn't do that. But I think that's why they have an odd number of people on the committee. Don't they have 13 on the committee?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, Marv.
Play-in in Dayton?
Play-in.
Let's go.
Yeah. Well, they did that for March Madness, you know, a play-in game at the University of Dayton, sure. No, they wouldn't do that. They'll somehow find a way to have a tie-breaking vote there. Kevin in North Carolina. I like it, but it's not going to happen. Hi, Kev.
Say, Dan.
Hey, bud.
All right, I think I can wrap this up in about 15 seconds, but Brady stole a little bit of my thunder. All right, USC wins, they're in. USC loses, OSU's in. But here's how it gets interesting for Alabama. If TCU loses by 10 or more, and this is what we're not talking about, and LSU beats Georgia, then that two-point conversion, one-point loss, that's a quality loss. And then it sets up a 1-4 SEC and a 2-3 Big Ten. And, boy, are people going to be upset.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. Yeah. Sure, why not? I mean, you start to look at the what-if scenarios. I think you have to be fair to, you know, Kansas State. You know, they were up big on TCU earlier this year. That point spread is less than 3. Utah's already beaten USC. I do think that they're two different teams now when they played in Utah. Utah relied on their tight end, Kincaid. I think he had 12 catches in that game. USC's defense has been better. It couldn't have been much worse. But it feels like that offense is pretty special. But the point spread is less than 3, which is kind of surprising on a neutral field there. It feels a little more dangerous than it needs to be if you're a USC fan. All right, update the poll results there, Seton.
Well, there's a narrative being pushed right now.
A narrative?
Dan. Yeah, there is a narrative.
A narrative.
Pushed,
okay.
Possibly by one of our own, that it is 100% to 0 college football over the World Cup.
We put the poll question up. I voted for college football real quick, and then I took a picture of it. It was 100% to zero. I'm assuming it's developed since
then.
Wait,
you were the first voter?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Very McLovin-ish.
Okay. Yes, see.
Right now it's at 62% college football.
You can only watch one. You could get all the college football this weekend or the World Cup on Saturday morning. That's the poll question.
Yeah, you can either watch the World Cup or you can watch college football this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah. And apparently only, 38% of Americans actually love their country.
How many times have you voted for the World Cup? Because I know Paulie's been voting for college football.
I just canceled Paul out. I just voted the one time.
Okay. And I love soccer. You know, we should have a World Cup of college football. We would roll. Can you imagine? We put all our best people together and went over and took on France. That would be a blow up. That'd be good times.
Yeah.
We love to roll people.
Well, that's why this time of the year we do. Hey, can you imagine if we had our best athletes out there in all sports, how we would do against the rest of the world? I don't know how we would do against the rest of the world. They grow up playing soccer. Soccer is one of those, hey, you're not going to be able to play this or this or this. You can play soccer. Or, hey, you're not big enough to play football, but you can play soccer. But it is changing that you're seeing great athletes. And, you know, when you start with the youth level, that's really what the difference is. I mean, you're just grown into it. All of a sudden, you're treated like you're a professional when you're 12 years of age. Yeah, Mark.
What if Tyreek Hill kept playing soccer? Him on one side, Ja'Marr Chase on the other.
Okay.
I said it like I know there are sides. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I was like midfield, the defenseman.
Striker.
The striker.
Yeah. Tyreek Hill would be interesting to see his speed compared to other players' speeds around the world. Yes, Mark.
He tweeted out, should have kept playing soccer.
Did he really?
The energy be so electric.
Okay.
He'd be That's running, it. But the ball would be 20 yards behind him. Yeah. He wouldn't bring it with him. 20 meters.
Oh.
European.
Okay. Thank you, Paul.
I want to get that criticism.
Yeah.
Celsius.
Yes.
Love Celsius.
Yeah.
It's 20 outside.
Let's take a break. How about that? Take a break. Play of the day.
Your show. We can do whatever you want.
Okay. Let's take a break then. Play of the day is up next. We all have different ideas about success, and we achieve it at different times in different ways. And if you've recently changed jobs or maybe considering retirement, listen up, because you're going to have your own version of success in striving to reach your financial goals. Maybe time to start thinking about your investment portfolios and retirement accounts. Retirement's a big deal. When it comes to investing for retirement, most people can't afford to make mistakes, and you shouldn't have to do it alone. For over 130 years, Stifel Financial Advisors have helped clients just like you create personalized retirement plans, understand the many options for claiming Social Security, and implementing an investment portfolio designed around your needs. And that's just the beginning. As a client, you have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views that enable you to make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Invest in your success. Find a Stifel financial advisor at stifel.com. That's STIFEL.com. Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the Kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play of the day.
Brother, left side, got it!
They're
going
to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Josh in the gun, second and goal from the 8. Fakes the handoff, wants to throw, fires one into the end zone. Caught! It is a touchdown. Stephon Diggs, touchdown Buffalo. An 8-yard shot from Josh Allen. He threw it on the money for the Buffalo touchdown.
That's courtesy of the Bills Radio Network. That's your Play of the Day. Play of the Day brought to you by the great folks who bring us Meat Friday. Traeger Pellet Grill. No better holiday gift right now. Save up to $400 on select Traeger grills. And make sure you use the promo code DPSHOW. That will mean you get free shipping. So go to Traeger.com/DPSHOW and shop the holiday sale that they have going on right now. In case you're wondering, the Super Bowl odds as of today, factoring in last night with the Bills win. Guess who the co-favorites are to win the Super Bowl? This according to DraftKings. Co-favorites, Paulie?
Eagles Chiefs?
Bills Chiefs.
That's disrespectful.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Then it's the Eagles. Then it's the Niners. And it's the Cowboys. Okay. Got my attention with that. We'll get some phone calls here coming up. We'll check in with the Patriots. They are in last place right now. And considering that schedule, they still have the Dolphins and the Bengals and the Bills. They got a couple of easier games there. Who do they have? The Cardinals and what's the other? Vegas. But that, you know, that's in Vegas. Those two games are on the road. Those aren't given for the Patriots. Let's see. What else do we have here? Andrew in Washington is back. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Good Meat Friday, guys. Thanks for taking my call again.
Sure.
Hey, just had a question for you, and then I do have a stat of the day. I ran some numbers, looked at the numbers. I just wanted your opinion. So Thursday Night Football is the least anticipated game of the week and also just sometimes the worst football of the week. But yet the numbers don't lie. The combination that scores the most points right up there with Sunday Night Football for a standalone game. And the games are closest. They're an average of 8.7 margin of victory per week. So I just wanted your opinion on what do you think is the biggest factor that makes the least anticipated game of the week and some. sometimes the worst watch of the week. And with that, I also have a stat of the day.
All right. Here we go.
Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Here comes the stat of the day!
With 5 triple-doubles this season, 3 of those with 40 points or more, Luka Doncic now has 51 career triple-doubles, which puts him behind only Oscar and Magic for most triple-doubles in your first 5 seasons. That's your stat of the day.
Drove me crazy. Dallas made 14 of 29 free throws. They lost by 6 to the Pistons. How is that possible that professionals can't shoot 50% from the free throw line? Embarrassing. Paige in New York joins us. Hi, Paige. What's on your mind today?
Hi.
Hi, Paige.
120 pounds.
Okay.
So the only thing my husband Chris wanted for his birthday today is for me to call into the show, which I've been incredibly stressed about. But this morning I was like, you just need to grow some cajones and give it a whirl. So here I am.
And what would you like to tell us, Paige?
I would just like to say, if you could give a shout out to him. He always calls you guys his best friends that he's never met. And every time he listens to the show, he just says he's going to go hang out with his friends. So that's...
And,
that's Chris.
And how old is your husband?
He's 31.
All right. And so Chris is 31?
Yep.
Okay. Guys, you guys up for saying happy birthday to Chris? Or, you know?
You kind of just did.
Well, not really.
Oh, a big one.
Yeah. I don't know.
31.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even a big birthday.
It's not even like a notable...
Yeah.
But you know I'm anti-round numbers, yeah. So I kind of like 31.
That's true. Paige seems like she's a very, you know, reasonable woman here. Marv, what do you think?
Yeah. I know Baskin-Robbins has 31 flavors, but that's the only thing special about it.
What about you, Todd? Do you want to give a happy birthday, Chris?
Chris, have a lovely, this is 31st birthday, correct? Have a lovely
birthday. No, you weren't listening.
He didn't get it.
Yeah, never mind. Paige. Paige, happy birthday.
That worked out better than she thought.
To Chris.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Chris, we're so happy for you. 31.
All right.
You did it.
Thank you, Paige.
The big 3-1.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
Todd, I knew you weren't listening.
I said, happy 31st birthday to Chris.
No, what we were saying, should we wish it?
You should. You know how I am with birthdays. You always wish. I wish happy half birthdays to people. I'm all about fractions. I know Paulie likes the whole numbers. I'm like, you know. You're 3/8 of the way to 53.
Jesse in Atlanta. Hi, Jess. What's on your mind today?
Wow. Hey, guys.
Hey, Jess.
Happy Meat Friday.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know how to follow that one up there, Todd. I guess what we could do is two things, one for Dan and one for Todd. Todd, beginning of the NFL season, we had a bet. You took the over, I took the under. Broncos at 9.5. And now... it's time to pay. And Dan, my wife really loves the show too, and we've been asking, or she's been asking me, have you given your official review for Taylor Swift and her new release? I'll hang up and listen.
All right, all right. I'm still trying to absorb.
You're still unpacking everything.
I'm still unpacking.
Is it part of your journey? Is it part of?
Well, I need a road trip. Usually, if I have a 3-hour road trip, I will listen to Taylor Swift the entire road trip. I'm not hearing the hooks that I love to hear with Tay Tay.
Is it deeper?
You know, there's Karma is a song that I like. There's a few songs that I like. Was there Anti-Hero? Just not hearing the magic that I normally hear with Taylor. Yes, Mark.
Do you need to sit with it for a little bit longer?
A little bit.
It's one of the albums of the year, Dan.
I know, but there's other albums that I like better than this. I have been listening to All Too Well, the 10-minute version.
Taylor's version?
Every day. Every day I listen to it. Wonderful songwriting. And I would hate to be in her under her microscope, in her crosshairs of if we broke up. because she has some great daggers that she delivers. And the odds are against it that it's ever going to happen. But I'm just saying, I'm glad that it won't happen. But I do love Taylor.
If you hear her next album has a song, Talking Hairdo, How He Broke My Heart.
Yeah.
We know who it's about.
Danny. But that's okay. Love Tay. Would love to go see Adele in Vegas. That'd be nice, too. Big Adele fan. But yeah, the new Taylor Swift, it's okay. It just didn't, there's no magic there. Waiting to hear the magic. But I don't want to upset that fan base. I do not. One more item as we close out hour one, our friends from Tire Rack. Fritzy loves Tire Rack. They have so many great tires.
The Hankook tires.
Yeah, they have those, but they have the Yokohama as well.
Just as nice.
Yes, they do. They have all the tires you need, any tire that you need. And they have a great staff with all the passion that you want from people who love to tell you about tires, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. And it's just a phone call or a click away. Website packed with information, advice, tools that make buying the right tires a snap. Hell, even Fritzy could do it.
I don't know about that.
Well,
probably.
It's close. The Tire Decision Guide. You answer a few questions. They will give you a personalized tire recommendation in 2 minutes or less. Also, tire installation on your terms. Game changer. How about that? How about mobile tire installation? Comes to your home or office. TireRack.com. TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. And tell them we sent you.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.